Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Table Manners. We are back with an absolute banger.
An explosion.
It is huge. How's your time off been, Mum?
It's been lovely, actually. We had a lovely Christmas holiday. Mm. I had a lovely New Year with my lovely friends, and I slept in the stable.
Right,
and
Mary.
It's been very relaxing. Looked after your children for a weekend.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
whilst
good.
I went to Morocco, thank
even
you.
Though you tell me I do nothing, but that's fine.
Have you eaten anywhere particularly wonderful recently?
I went to my nice club.
Your club?
Upstairs.
Your club?
It's called a club. It's a restaurant club.
Sorry, is this the one in Brixton?
Yeah.
Just say the name, Mum. Like,
I
it's
went
like
to
the
upstairs
most...
in Brixton.
Okay.
I've eaten just down the road, and that's been fun. Pig's Head's one of my favourite in Clapham Old Town.
Oh, yeah. I have to say, one New Year's resolution for me, it's not really, you
what
can't really
that
say
done?
That now, we're in February. I need to go and eat Toad Bakery in Camberwell. There's queues. I also don't understand why a bakery that has people queuing out of it all the time just doesn't open on a Sunday. Open on the Sunday for me to eat the food, please.
Make them want more, you see.
True. That's going to be my place that I need to eat at. I have to say that I went to a very delicious place called Lulu's.
Oh, yeah, I want to go there.
Lulu's in Herne Hill. It's the deli of Llewellyn's, and it was absolutely delicious. I'm trying to find fabulous places to eat. That is my aim.
Well, I must go.
Yeah. Anyway, tell us, all you listeners, where you're eating or where we must go and try anywhere in the UK.
I'm going up to Manchester soon as well.
Yeah, we'd like some Manchester
recommendations. Yeah, please.
Enough about us and enough about restaurants.
I need to tell you that tonight, I think, if I give you a clue what we're eating salmon, which is pink, and then I've made raspberry and champagne posset, which is also pink.
Which you're dusting with a little freeze-dried strawberries.
Yeah, and guess who's our guest?
That's quite condign.
She's a little bit pink as well.
God, we just really, I don't know. This was an accident, though.
It was, but she said she liked salmon. Mm. That's why we're giving her salmon. And then I thought over Valentine's Day, I'd seen an advert for a raspberry champagne dessert. And I just thought, oh, that looked really nice. I've made that.
We have the formidable pink here coming to Clapham. We are so excited. I am so excited. I think pink is probably one of the most inspirational artists out there, particularly for me as somebody who is a mum working in music. And she just kind of, I mean, she's been doing it for 25 years.
She's
I remember her coming out.
She started really young.
She was just amazing. And I've never seen her in concert, but she's coming to do Hyde Park. She's doing her summer carnival. Now, if you've watched her documentary, which is fantastic, you should watch it. It's all about her touring with her family in Europe and doing her big, you know, when have you heard about pink shows, Mum?
Is she on the trapeze?
She's on the trapeze. She's singing upside down. She's doing twirls in the air while
upside
singing.
Down.
It makes my stomach kind of go funny.
Does she know where Clapham is, even in her...
I don't know, she's probably only in central London, isn't she?
She
Mum didn't know that Pink is Jewish. And so
really
when we
upset.
Saw her Instagram last night that said that she'd had kugel...
Which was her mum's maiden
like,
name.
Why didn't you tell me?
Her
I would have done
maiden
the
name.
Soup.
Yeah.
We are honoured to be having this star in our living room.
And I'm just going to say one thing. She's coming up, so we'd better get this party started now.
Yeah! We have Pink here in Clapham looking just how I expected her to look. She's here, you're in the flesh, the quiff's there, you're rock and roll, you've walked in, you've hugged everybody, everyone loves you, you smell great, and you're here.
I smell great.
Yeah.
I worked on that.
How is London so far? I know you've had a full day and I'm sorry.
I'm so happy. Are you kidding
me? Hopefully you can relax.
It's not often I get to go to someone's home in
and
London.
And drink wine
and get cooked for. This is amazing. I'm good. I landed yesterday. The flight was easy. The seat was comfortable. It's the first time I've been away from my kids in a very, 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 very long time.
How did that feel?
I woke up this morning and my first thought was, where am I? And my second thought was, I might have a panic attack because I'm not used to being away from my children.
So you didn't.
Which proves the codependency is real.
So hang on. Now I feel slightly guilty that when I was in South America away from them, I woke up and thought, I'm gonna have a little fart in bed and then I'm going to watch a bit of Netflix. And then I'm going to go to the gym and
I don't know how to function without them.
Really?
Yeah, we're just like, we just move through the world together.
And that's what I saw in the documentary.
Yeah.
But there was that beautiful... But we'll drink through it.
Well,
I can bring some of my kids. You can put them to bed if you want.
They're sick right now, too. So for them all week.
That's really
hard. And then
I
left them with Dad. And I'm like, God bless us all. I hope this goes well.
Are they feeling a bit better today?
Yeah, they're getting better. Yeah, or I wouldn't have come.
Colds or Noro or something.
I don't know. They're just little Petri dishes.
They really are. And you know what? It's that thing. It's like a domino where one gets one. You go, right, I've got to wake another week. And then the next one will be getting
and
it.
When I'm on tour, I'm like, oh, cool. So I'm not singing in 5 days. Awesome.
That's what I found. The documentary, which I just told you I adored. And I aspire to have that level of touring where we're not all... Well, I mean, I tried to take in my daughter at 18 months and she had like the star room. And I was in the bunk, which is fine.
I know that. First time having a star room.
I know that. And my 18-month-old just got it with my husband.
I know that.
But I thought it just, you looked like you were having, no doubt it was so hard. And there was a bit where Jameson got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like on the phone to the doctor and you had like a gig the next day. But you still would, of course, prefer them to. Did you always tour in the summer so that they can be there? Because it's like summer holidays.
No, they've always had tutors.
Okay.
When I'm on tour, they're homeschooled. Yeah, I mean, we've always just gone together. And no one wants to hear me complain. But touring as a mom is impossible. It's absolutely impossible. It's not even a good idea. But we do it because it's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And I've had to explain to the, no offense, but I've had to explain to the men many times that, you know, mostly, and not always, because there are single dads out there, but they go to work and close the door behind them and then don't think about their kids until they're home. And for me, it's all I think about. Like, there's no door that I walk through. I literally can't even go to the bathroom alone. Like, they sleep in my bed still.
How old's your youngest?
6. They still sleep in my bed.
Really?
And yeah, we're just...
Jesse wouldn't have that, would you, darling?
Oh, I don't know.
I love it. But I'm a worrier, so it's easier to just reach over and take their temperature with my hand than it is to have to get up out of bed, go to their room. We put Willow in her room when she was 3, and Carrie and I looked at each other, and I was like... And he goes... You should go get her. I'm like, I'll go get her. This was a terrible idea. She's so far away. And then she's closer to the front door. If someone were to come in, they would hit her room first. I'm like,
oh my God.
Jewish? This is what, I'm Jewish. Oh yeah.
Do you have a mirror by her breath?
I used to. Yeah. I used to. Yep. I used to like pray over this girl when she was a baby. I actually have a really weird story if you want to hear it.
Of course
okay,
I do.
Okay, so I think in hindsight I had postpartum.
Right, okay.
And it sort of, to me, felt like you don't realize you're under a cloud until the sun starts shining. That's how I describe it. And I was I had never known love like that. I'd never known real, real love until
you become a mom.
And I was so afraid of losing her, like crazy afraid, psychotic kind of afraid, just not normal afraid. I don't know what normal is, but I would pray and tell God, like, take me 1,000 times before you take her. Like, just please let her be okay. Please let her be okay.
How old was she at this point?
A baby. Okay. I was really afraid of SIDS, which is sudden infant death syndrome. Like, mm-hmm. all these things. My mind was just... And I would like to be able to excuse it as postpartum. I don't know. Then I'm touring. She's 14 months old. We've been on the road for about 5 months. I'm exhausted. I haven't slept. I didn't sleep the first 14 months of her life. I go... to my girls, my band and dancers, my women.
Who have been with you for a very long time, yeah.
I haven't told anybody this. I'm completely ashamed of what I'm doing at night, that I'm not sleeping. And one by one, the women of my crew come to me and say, there's this card reader in Adelaide, Australia. You have to go and see her. And I was like, yeah, whatever. So I go. And it's literally like the movie Ghost. You go in a crystal shop in this strip mall, and then you go about down the back stairs and you're in a tapestry warehouse, and you think Whoopi Goldberg's gonna come out from behind the sheets and like put a penny up the wall. But this little Australian lady comes out and she's shuffling the cards and she puts them down and she says, I just wanna tell you, I know who you are. I'm not gonna give you a card and say, I see a microphone. I know. She's like, here's what I know about you, because I don't listen to popular music, so I don't know your songs, but I know that you're a singer. I know that you're on the road. I know that your band and dancers have all been to see me, and I know that they love you very much. And I know that you have a child, and that's what I know about you. I was like, great, thank you. Then she shuffles the cards again, and she puts them down, and I swear to you, the mohawk on the back of my neck went up, and she said, that praying you've been doing over your daughter Willow, I can explain it if you'd like. And I was like,
God,
what?
Oh my God.
And she goes, do you believe in reincarnation? I said, yes, actually I do. And she said, well, you and Willow's lifetimes go back to Celtic times together, like 16,000 lifetimes together or something. She said, so in some of those lives, you've lost each other, and sometimes tragically. She's like, so that's what you're feeling. She's like, I can't tell you about the next one, but I can tell you for this one, you can put that down. For this one, you're like puppies, and it's a joyous coming back together, and for this one, it's going to be okay. And I literally, like, I was dehydrated from crying, and I took the invisible elephant off my shoulders and put it down, and she goes, is there anything else I can do for you? I was like, no. And I walked out of there a different parent. I knew in the marrow of my bones that what she was telling me was true. I believed it to be true. And so it just changed everything. I have a little more faith in the universe now.
Have you been to see her again?
No.
Would you ever?
Oh, absolutely.
I might go. See if there's a rich husband there.
way to lighten things up. Thanks, Mom.
How old's Willow now?
11.
And do you go to synagogue, temple?
No.
Are you religious?
Not really. I don't. We practice, like, we light the candles for Hanukkah. And I cook the meals and we celebrate certain things. We celebrate Christmas. I'll celebrate literally anything.
Yeah, we
anything. I love lighting the candles and singing the songs and cooking the food and making challah and all that. But I don't actually believe in organized religion. I believe in spirituality and God and the universe and whatever that means. But I just don't believe that one group is right and everybody else is wrong.
So how were you brought up Jewish? Like within your family,
just
your mother?
Just that, Hanukkah.
Okay.
That's it. Hanukkah. My mom's parents disowned her for marrying a Catholic.
Oh.
And my dad was a Catholic atheist who went to Vietnam and went to Catholic school and says the nuns prepared him for Vietnam. So my house was just, we were wild.
And let's talk about that wild house full of lots of different beliefs and
full of kugels.
Full of kugels and matzo ball soup. Oh,
was it good eating?
Oh, yeah.
What's a really memorable dish from your, like, who was cooking?
Okay, if my dad cooked,
yeah,
it would be spaghetti with bacon bits on top.
Was it delicious? What, like the ones that you got in like the carton,
yeah, like
the bacon
bits?
Yes.
Oh, not carbonara.
No, but you're getting like them in like Pizza Hut. Like you put them
on
your salad
bar.
Oh, the dry
bit. Tasty. Huh?
I mean, delicious. And yeah. God bless him. He tried. But
what, like a kind of a carbonara?
Yeah, like a marinara.
Okay,
no,
got it.
Darling,
okay,
it's
got
not
it.
A carbonara.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I grew up on TV dinners, like the microwavable frozen Stouffer's TV dinners.
Did you love them?
No, you can't love paper mashed potatoes and frozen corn.
Were your parents working?
Yes, and going to school. Well, yes, my parents both worked, and then my mom went to school at night.
What did she study?
She was an ER nurse, and she went to nurse back to school to... that's a great question. I've never asked her what she was doing.
Well, not she's exactly. learning how to be a nurse.
She was already a nurse, but she was. I think she was just trying to move up a level. And then she was a single mom from when I was 8.
When did your dad leave?
When I was 8. Yeah.
Was that tough?
Oh, yeah. My dad was my person.
Oh.
He was my everything. Yeah. He was like, he was God to me. Yeah.
Is he
passed a year and a half ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
You do a lot of cooking with James.
I do a lot.
I've seen it on Instagram.
Yes.
So is he the chef?
No. He likes to help.
Yeah.
Willow is actually thinking about being a chef, although she won't crack an egg. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't think you're going to be very good.
They don't want to get their hands messy.
I know.
I'm like, babes, you're going to have to, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, get your hands in there. It's meatloaf. She's like, that's a hard no.
But Willow, I mean, both your children, from what I understand of them, they're very talented.
I mean, I think so.
But of course, but like, they've kind of taken on.
Like, how proud are you?
No, but I mean, you know, but. She's got a son that's a doctor, so really, like, come on.
That's a Jewish mother's dream.
That actually eclipses Jesse's achievements.
My mom still wants me to leave my husband and marry a Jewish
doctor.
Yeah,
of course they do. Who doesn't?
So that's 17 years in.
But, you know, Willow sings.
She
beautifully.
Sings beautifully.
Does that terrify you?
No, she sits next to me on the way to school, and just, it's so effortless with her. I never sounded that good when I was her age. Ever. I still
don't believe you.
I promise you. My voice is a culmination of just hitting the pavement and learning how to be a live performer. But her voice is like, she's like a little bird. It's just effortless. And she doesn't care at all. She's not into it. Like, she just does it because she likes to do it. But people ask her, are you going to be a singer? And she's like, oh God, no. And I'm like, first of all, why do you have to say it like that?
Is she bright?
Oh yeah. She's a straight A student.
So what would you want for her?
I want her to be a lawyer for the ACLU so she can change the world and then bail her brother out of jail.
Because he's not going same direction.
He's rock and roll. He's going to be a DJ in Vegas.
He's going to be... Because... Well, he'll do all right. He'll make a lot of money. He'll be fine.
I don't know what he's going to do, but he is a comedian.
But I think I watched the wrong Jesse said there's this amazing documentary about Think Pink, and I think I watched the wrong documentary.
Because you hated it?
I didn't know you had so many documentaries.
No, I didn't either.
There were two kind of stylists from London, and one that, and he talked about, it was made in 2013.
Not wrong. It was just different.
It talked about you being a handful.
I've never heard of it.
Growing up.
What was your mum? Was your mum?
Yeah, that you were. You
this
were.
This is not the documentary that I saw on Amazon Prime. Where the fuck did you get this, mum?
I watched it last night.
Oh, I need to see this. Yeah, I was a total handful. Yeah. I'm still a handful.
Are you?
I'm two handfuls.
Who has to handle you now?
Carrie.
Carrie, I love you. I love the look.
He's
of,
fine.
He's
fine. He's doing all right.
He's doing all right.
I want to come back as Carrie Hart. Dude doesn't know where the trash goes.
Oh, see, you know what? That's amazing because, I'm obsessed. Right. I'd like to know.
He's pretty.
He's
pretty.
He's gorgeous.
He looks, yes. I told him.
And he rides fast.
Yeah, he rides fast.
And he's, I mean, in the documentary, he came across as a fantastic father.
Of course he did. He was a fantastic father.
Pink staying true.
Never. Heard of
oh
it.
Oh my God, Mum,
that
what
is
are you
so
I
don't know.
It
funny.
Says pop music icon Pink recalls her life. Rise to fame.
I had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
But I love that they said I was a handful. Of course I was. Yeah.
But it was two very unusual women that were talking. One was a stylist.
I was going to... God, get the lawyers quickly!
That is so funny.
But that's the one that was on Netflix.
I'm
going
to have to watch that.
Oh my God.
No, there's
you look
Amazon
good.
Prime yeah, has that was, my real documentary.
Oh,
which
you
is
told
fantastic.
Me Netflix.
No, I didn't.
Sam did.
Well, Sam, he's again. He's stupid.
Yeah. But can I just tell you, you look gorgeous.
Thanks.
That's going to be your
can't wait to watch this documentary.
You look fabulous. Your hair, does it? What do you use on the top?
Olaplex.
Love Olaplex.
Yeah. That's
so
what I
good.
Need.
That's it.
I need Olaplex.
That's it. Yeah, it's good.
You've got great hair. Yeah, always looks good.
I have Jufro. I have like if that's why
have you?
The sides short Because if I had this much hair, it would be a hot mess.
Let's talk about the new song that's with Fred. You made it with Fred. Yes. Fred again, we have to call him, but it's yes. Fred. Gorgeous Fred. And who was the other person that was
Johnny
in
McDade from Snow Patrol.
Oh, who's so lovely. Yeah.
Who I did What About Us with.
Is he the one that goes out with a lady? Well,
yes,
from
he's also
Friends.
A very talented songwriter, mother.
Snow Patrol.
She likes a little bit of goss.
Courtney Cox, yes. Yeah.
She's a
lovely human. And he is a delicious human, and Fred again is a delicious human.
Was it fun
I'm
writing the song?
Very lucky. They're very dreamy. Yeah.
They're talented. They're all dreamy. You're talented.
Yeah, but they're the kind of men that like are open about their feelings and they're affectionate with each other, and it's just it's so nice to be around.
It was a good 24 hours, I think.
I mean, it could have been better. Wait, I'm married.
Oh, it's you've been married shopping. 100 years.
I know, and I've never cheated.
Have you not?
Not ever.
Have you, Jess?
No.
Of course
I've been
not.
With, I'm coming up to 20 years with my husband.
Yeah.
But not years of marriage. We got married, but like
no,
20
I've
years.
Been with Carrie 21 years. Oh, marriage is long, you guys.
You know what I got sent today for Valentine's? Durex sent me a vibrator. I think I'm going to have a very happy Valentine's.
Oh, good I know. For you.
More than I'm going to get off bold. My husband. I know.
WebMD wished me a happy birthday.
But they didn't give you a vibrator.
They didn't give me a vibrator. I was like, how do they know my birthday? Oh, because I check WebMD a lot. I'm a hypochondriac.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Oh, if it can go wrong, it's going to go terribly.
I
really?
Think of you as like this. You go no, up on a bloody trapeze and
I
you
know.
Sing
you
upside
are
down.
You're a very powerful person.
Thank you. I'm, yeah, but I'm also very, very flawed and human. And I fear, like, I don't believe in being fearless. I believe in having fear and then pushing through it and doing the thing anyway. As long as fear doesn't make your decisions for you, then you're okay.
Is this what trust falls about?
Yeah. Yeah, trust fall is absolutely about living with immense fear. And I think if you're a person that lives in 2023, there's a lot to be afraid of.
Mm.
And I know a lot of kids and they all have anxiety now. And it's really, I'm very into psychology and I've been in therapy for 20 some years. So I'm super into the way the mind works and all of that and the science of it. And yeah, I'm like, trust fall is like me saying, and there's another song on the album called Turbulence, which is basically me talking my daughter through a panic attack.
Aww.
And it's like, as scary as it gets, remember it's just turbulence. You know, close your eyes, pretend you're driving on a bumpy road at night. Like it's just, and then my favorite line in that song is, when you say that you can't, I will watch you dance through this turbulence. Because it's not about denying all the things that are really happening in the world.
But you're going to be there to support her.
But I'm going to be there to support her, and I'm also going to take the leap myself. I'm going to get out of bed in the morning, and I'm going to put one foot in front of the other, and I'm going to love, and I'm going to laugh, I'm going to dance. I'm also going to worry. I'm going to drop you off at school. I'm going to hope for the best. And then we're going to tour through the world after a pandemic. Like, you know, shit is crazy.
Pandemic was something, wasn't it?
Wasn't that fun?
Where were you?
And then monkeypox. Oh, people started saying, how are you? I'm like, well, I mean, monkeypox.
Oh, God.
So but you are. Aren't we all just fine?
We're yeah.
fine,
but,
aren't we?
But you are.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah.
You are. I've got to remember, I am driving, so I need to rein it in a minute.
I have decided. I've always moaned about getting old. Because it's very hard when you're young and gorgeous to get old. And I've just decided
you're still
getting
young
old.
And gorgeous.
No, getting old's a privilege.
It is a blessing.
It's actually
I agree
a privilege.
With you.
I'm not ever going to moan about it. I've got friends that have
I'm
gone.
I'm coming around yeah. to give you a hug. I say that to people every year
it
on their birthday.
It is a privilege to get old, isn't it?
It's an absolute
yeah.
blessing. And people that don't want to celebrate their birthday or talk about how old they are, I'm like, dude, you're lucky.
Yeah, you
I
are.
I lost my friend Sekou when he was 17 years old. You're lucky. You're lucky
it's
to be
true.
43. Yeah, I love
true.
That. My yeah. mom's 76, and I'm like, happy birthday. Wow, you did it.
Where does she live now?
She lives in Florida, because she's like every East
she
Coast
needs,
Jew.
She needs a song.
I know exactly what
Well, we're
she
from
needs.
Pennsylvania, and she's like,
no,
I can't
don't
do
want
this
to
anymore.
Live there.
And now it's so hot.
I love
like,
sun.
Shut up, Judy.
Can Judy sing?
No. My mom goes to piano bars and drinks gin and tonics and sings, you got the right key, but the wrong keyhole. Baby, your key don't fit my lock no more.
I love
and I'm
Judy.
Like, she's upside down on a piano.
Oh, I
and
want
I can
to
see
meet
her nipple. the first time meet she Judy. Met my husband, who was not my husband at the time, we'd been dating a month. I took him to the piano bar where she was at, and she literally grabbed his shirt and put it up around his head, turned him around and grabbed his ass and said, "You got a good one." I'm like, oh my God, this is my mom.
Oh my word. And he's still with you. What was the food at your wedding?
That's a great question.
Can you remember? Did you eat any of it?
No recollection.
Where did you get where did you get married? Where were you married?
Costa Rica.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I don't know if you can curse on your show, oh. but... Yeah, I don't want to come in your home absolutely. And say a
it's
bad, bad,
bad word. It's yeah. got, don't worry.
Okay, but my dad walked me down the aisle, and we used to smoke, and we were standing up. It was on the beach, and Carrie was on the beach in a full suit, sweating.
Schwitzing.
Wasn't sure if he was sweating because he was hot or because he was worried about his life decisions. But my dad, I was like, oh God, he's been standing there for 15 minutes. And I start putting my cigarette out, and my dad pulls another cigarette out of his pack and puts it in my mouth. And lights it and says, "That motherfucker can wait." And I was like, "Dad, okay."
He's got the right idea.
I was like, "You're a gangster.
Treat him mean, keep him keen, hey?"
I need to know what your children's parties are like. I need to know whether it's just this rock
we
and
have
roll
a
the
really
whole time.
Good fun. We have a really good time. Willow and I have such an open, fun, really, like. In an hour, I'm going to call her on FaceTime and we're going to read our book together. She's just darling. She's so sweet. And he's just an idiot. Like, I, in a good way, I love my kid. He knows that I say that lovingly, but I call him and I'm like, "Hey, man." He's like, "Hey, sup?" I'm like, "How's your day?" "Good." "How do you feel? How's your cough?" "Good." "What are you doing?" "Dance break." I'm like, "Okay, just pass the phone.
I need Willow."
I need Willow. Willow, talk to me about your feelings.
Do you think you'll have any more?
I wish. I would adopt 80,000 children if I could. I don't think they'd give them to me. I have a past.
Honestly, people have never been so excited about hearing that we've got you in class.
I know. I Aww. Must have about 20 people. Petra from Nordic Balance said, "I can't believe you've got her. I can't believe it. Aww. What was going on?"
It's so fun. We talked last night about the thing we were most excited about today, and it was this. I was like, I can't wait to go to a home in London because I'm not away.
Would you like
I'm not
some
home.
Food?
Sure. Thank you.
Am I allowed to call you? What do people call you?
Everything. I answer to anything. I've been called a lot of things too. That's also
right,
true.
So let me just tell you what I've made.
Okay.
Because
it's accidental.
With a pink meal.
Oh,
this was accidental. Salmon because you wanted salmon.
I love salmon.
Right, so I've done salmon with salsa verde and very salty potatoes that are these shrivelly up potatoes.
They sound sad, but they're actually hopefully they're quite delicious. They're kind of like, have you ever been to the Canary Islands?
No.
And had a wrinkly potato?
No.
That's what you're getting. So we're having that, and then followed by a raspberry and champagne pink posset.
Raspberry.
Have you ever had a posset?
Posset, no.
It's like a creamy, delicious thing. And Mum's put a little love heart on the top with freeze-dried. I mean, you know, happy Valentine's.
I am so spoiled.
No, we are spoiled to have
I was
you.
Trying to make a grilled cheese. I make homemade sourdough. And I was trying to make Willow her favorite sandwich, a grilled cheese sourdough. And I took the bread knife and went straight down underneath my beautiful nail. Had to go to the hospital and they didn't even have... They didn't
you
even
went
have
to the hospital.
I went
for
to the
it.
Hospital and they wouldn't even give me a stitch. And my husband drove me and I was like, "You better give me a stitch.
Just so I make it worth my while."
Yes.
So that's the No, it hurt. It was hurting.
It hurt. I thought my finger was going to fall off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just hit a band-aid.
Jess, have you dressed the salad?
I've dressed the salad, but it's very lightly
Why
dressed.
Why do we say that? Where does that come from?
Dressing the salad. I know, it's so over the top, isn't it? It's really over
I
the wanna, top.
I love knowing where things come from.
So you make sourdough. Was that a lockdown thing that started?
Yes, absolutely.
And you've kept it going.
My starter is 3 years old.
What's its name?
Quarantina.
Quarantina.
Pink, do you like salsa verde?
Sure.
Do you want me to call you Alicia?
You can call me anything you like. Whatever.
I mean, in my heart of hearts, I want to be able to say that I can be like, oh, me and Alicia hung out.
Yeah, I can be Alicia. I'm Alicia. I never felt like an Alicia until I became a mom. It's a very strange thing.
So what do the parents at school call you?
Alicia.
Okay.
Or Mrs. Hart.
Tell me, did you put the salad
Right. People don't really, I mean, do we ever call each other by our names?
It's like Willow's mum, innit?
Like, what's up, bruh?
Yeah, hi, babe. Right, mate. That's really good, but you can't remember somebody's name. You're, hi, babe.
Yeah.
Hi, babe.
So you make sourdough.
Yes.
You obviously make, you're a gifted human.
I cook.
You're a good cook.
Cook every night.
So if we were coming round to yours, what would we be eating?
I would ask you what you eat first.
Everything.
Everybody's nuts.
Everything.
That we looks don't, beautiful.
You know what?
I love peas on a salad.
Thank God I did it right at the nick of time, Mum. So
I would make you a farro salad.
Okay, lovely.
It's a recipe from my favorite restaurant in New York,
Which
Charlie
one?
Bird.
Oh, I haven't been.
It's the farro salad. It's an Italian wine list. Farro salad is my favorite.
Okay,
it's delicious.
Lovely.
I would make you maybe some shoyu chicken if you like that.
Ooh.
Or some salmon, because I make damn good salmon.
Oh, shit. Okay, no pressure, Mum. How do you make your salmon?
I pan sear it.
Okay.
So
this wasn't pan seared.
Thank you so
much.
It works. I like it all.
Okay.
I like it all.
So this is okay. So you're making an effort. Are you a pudding kind of person? I mean, a dessert person? We don't say you. Yeah, you've been here long enough that you know.
Thank you so
much. Thanks,
Mum. I am more of like a salt
darling
person.
Darling, okay.
Thank you. Salt and carbs.
Salt and carbs.
Like, I would rather have the cheese and the wine or the beer than the dessert.
Me too.
Me too.
But you're going to have some pink
I'm
posset tonight.
I'm
going to
have
tonight.
Some pink posset. I like posset.
It's an English thing, posset.
I know.
Do they have it in America?
Our nanny is English. Was. She passed away 8 months after my dad. No, it's
oh
been,
my
a rough,
God.
Been a rough couple of years. But she was always asking me for black pudding, and I said that, no, I'm not.
Did you never try it?
No, I've never tried it because I...
You don't eat pork?
I don't eat meat.
You don't eat meat. Do you eat chicken?
I eat chicken.
Okay.
Just not four-legged.
Okay.
I haven't eaten four-legged animal since I was 15 years old.
Right, okay.
Because my first managers were Orthodox Muslim. And so they wouldn't eat pork. And I was broke, like homeless broke, and they always made salmon. So I love salmon.
Well, let's hope this works.
And so, okay, so you're making that. So you just do a cheese board for the end? Americans have cheese boards at the beginning of the meal.
Yeah, we put it out in the middle of the day.
Darling, help
to
yourself.
To sweat.
Thank you.
It's very interesting, isn't it?
I'm getting some of this. This
yeah,
looks
do.
So good.
No, do it.
Excuse me, microphone.
Those are salty potatoes.
Thank you.
My daughter told me how to make them. I don't know. You better taste them.
What I don't
do
know
you
if
think?
The juice
so
was
yummy.
Worth the squeak.
Mm-hmm.
No, salty potatoes.
Okay.
She likes salty carbs, so she's sorted.
I'm good. I'm happy.
So we also ask our guests what their last supper would be. So you can
you can
think about this whilst
can
we
I
eat.
Can I just bury my face in a cheese in a cheesecake?
In a cheesecake?
In a cheesecake. That's my favorite thing in the whole world.
What kind of cheesecake?
Doesn't matter. Key lime. I don't know. I'm just saying that.
Isn't that a key lime pie?
Mm-mm.
Or are you quite... You, no,
key lime pie
a key
is like
lime cheesecake.
Custard
I've never had
and,
one.
Oh, okay, well.
Where do you get that
at
from?
At some point, we're going to return the favor, and I'm going to cook for you.
No, Pink, you're going to be my best friend.
Great.
Okay,
which
great.
Means you're having a key lime cheesecake.
Okay, that's perfect. Perfect.
Definitely the sauce of that is okay.
Okay,
oh,
great.
It's delicious.
Fine. You've had a hard day's promo. How's it been being in Blighty? Do you like it here in London?
I do, I love
you're
it.
You're going to be here in the summer. I can't wait.
I love
the
it.
Carnival.
Willow is so excited
really?
To come back to London. Oh, my God. She goes... Mom, can we go to Harvey Nicks and go to Go Sushi, the conveyor belt one?
Yo Sushi.
Like,
oh,
yeah, that's
bless.
Oh, Go. I said Go Sushi. It's Yo Sushi.
Yeah, Yo
it's
Sushi.
It's her favorite thing in the whole world.
But it's quite good fun, isn't it?
It's yeah. I mean,
it's not the best.
Not
sushi,
the thing
like,
that
you
should look forward
it goes
to.
Around, darling. It's so exciting.
It's exciting. It's gonna be less exciting because she's not six, but Jameson will love it.
Does he eat sushi?
They eat everything: oysters,
I'm so
sushi,
jealous.
Caviar.
My kids.
Yeah, but I don't give my kids a choice. We have, I mean, I give them a choice, but we have a rule in our family that you have to try everything once, and then if you never try it again, that's on you.
So, okay, last supper.
Oh, yeah.
You got a
I started with cheesecake.
Starter, main, dessert, drink of choice. You went straight in. For the person that says they're a salty carb kind
I
of gal,
know,
you went
I
into
just,
the cheesecake.
Now you got to know this about me if we're going to be best friends. It just depends on the minute.
You're hot and cold. You don't know. Wait, okay, fine. So, we're starting with the cheesecake.
That's our appetizer.
Right, lovely.
What's your favorite cheese?
Mimolette.
I Don't know that.
It's orange. It's a hard cheese from France. I'm going to tell you how it's made, but it's one of those things that if you told your kid how it's made, you wouldn't eat it. So please don't let this stop you.
Okay.
Because I'm not super into mites either.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus. But it's made with mites.
How?
I'm not totally sure.
And it's still your favorite.
I'm not totally sure the story is true either. It's just what I heard. It's delicious. That's so hard.
Okay, don't think of it as a morbid thing. It's like you're going off for...
It's like the last thing I get to taste.
No, before going somewhere for a very long time.
6 months.
Okay.
Don't get
worried.
Okay,
then I want naan bread.
Okay.
I want naan bread. I want like a green coconut curry with chicken or tofu. And then I want maybe a little sushi on the side.
Yeah. Where's your sushi place that you go to in America? Or is it a secret?
No. Venice Beach, Hama Sushi, but it's like a shitty little dive.
But you love
dive.
It.
I love it.
Okay.
Do you live near Venice?
I do. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
But what I was going to say, Pink, was Alicia. Sorry, best friend.
Hello.
In your documentary, it was so wonderful because you put on such a show and I can't wait to see you in Hyde Park.
Thanks.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I want to come.
It's
come,
not just
come.
It's the carnival. Explain to everybody who hasn't seen a Pink show what can expect.
Oh man, I have the best crew in the world. I have the best dancers and the best band, I think, living. And we're like a group of people that prove that diversity and inclusivity and different ideals and backgrounds can work really, really well together. And they're just the best of the best. So I always tell people, when you get sick of me, you can look anywhere else and you will see the best of the best. So I'm very, very proud of my team. And
they've been with you forever, right?
Mostly forever. And also, I grew up singing classically trained singer, Phantom of the Opera, Les Mis kind of thing. So it's almost Broadway, theater, Cirque du Soleil, rock and roll, rock show. Because I have all the smoke and mirrors and I have the stunts and the gags and I can fly through the air. But at the end of the day, you have to be able to strip all of the stunts and all the shit away. And it has to be musically and sonically perfect. It has to be beautiful. It has to be about the music. So we have acoustic sections and I don't know. It's just really fun.
Do you do acrobatics?
I do.
Damn right she does.
I do. You definitely watched the wrong documentary.
I know that you do that.
The gossipy stylist.
How weird is that?
That's very...
You, Sam, definitely told me it was on Netflix.
Well, my husband's stupid.
Because he said, you know, I just thought she was so amazing.
Oh, love is universal.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Look how beautiful!
Yeah, with a heart on it.
Oh! You're good, you.
Have you ever seen this TV show called Come Dine With
Me?
Oh,
shut up, no. Jessie. You always spoil everything.
It's a little Come Dine With Me, but we love her.
Piss off,
I love you.
It's fantastic. You're so envious, darling.
I am slightly envious. I didn't get to flex my skills. Right, so what is
in
here?
Have you got a spoon?
Would you like some water?
There's water there, darling.
Thank you.
Fizzy or still?
Do you know that when I pack and I'm by myself, I'll have still, please. When I pack and I'm by myself, I do it. The woman inside of me has an English accent.
Why?
I have no idea. I don't know
why. Do you think women, English women are more like organized or...
No, I just am English when I'm packing. I don't know why. I don't know where I'm from.
Are you a good packer?
I'm a great packer.
Are you?
I'm a Virgo. I'm a pro packer.
Do you use cubes?
She's Virgo, darling.
Do you use cubes? All my best friends
cubes
are.
Cubes get in the way. And cubes, actually take up more room than they're
Hang
worth.
On. No, I disagree. Okay, how do you do it then? Hang everything?
No.
What do you do then?
You roll your shirts so they don't get wrinkly.
Okay.
And then you place them like so.
Yes.
And then your pants, cuff here, cuff here, cuff here, cuff here, cuff here. Everything up top, socks, underwears, bras. Oh, I am a pro packer.
How many bags?
I'm English. Or I might be Cockney Australian. I'm not totally sure.
Is this because you have an affinity mm-hmm. with us Brits mm-hmm. and Australia?
Yeah, I think so.
Can you taste champagne?
Why is pink slightly more watery than
this
ours?
This is not watery.
It's delicious. How dare you?
This is delicious.
You pick on your mom like I pick on oh, my mom.
Well, she's a gay icon now, so I just need to take her down a peg or two. Do you know what I mean? This is very delicious.
I don't even know what that is, and it's amazing.
It's raspberries.
It's a raspberry.
And cream.
Thank you. I do appreciate
and champagne.
It.
Champagne.
Thank you.
So you just need to put the order in when you're back. When are you?
Carrie
back?
Walks in my room, and I'm like, I can't fit it. I can't do it.
I tell you what, when you're doing...
Isn't that annoying that
when
Americans
doing,
do that
Are you
shit?
Hyde Park, you're doing? Mm. I will send chicken soup with matzo balls for you.
Chicken soup with what?
Matzo balls.
What's... Oh, matzo balls.
Matzo.
I thought you said...
Matzo.
Come on, I thought you said malt spores. I was like, no, thank you. I love you, but no thank you.
You'll be getting some Lenny's chicken soup and matzo balls. Oh, when we went on tour together... Soup. Which was more rock and roll than my tours, because mum's like, in the bar, Cosmos, everybody! People go on stage and win a bowl of mum's chicken soup, because we talk about it
them
so
away
much.
In little...
I want to be like you when I'm a little older.
You do?
I do. Don't. I want to be just like you.
Well, I think Jessie's very tolerant, because I don't.
I am.
I don't think I'm not a difficult person, but... Yeah.
Are you needy?
You
What's happening?
No,
she's
not difficult.
You're not needy. You're assertive. You
and I like what I like, and I can't be bothered with things I don't like anymore. But God,
but you like things.
Yeah, I like.
So my
lots
mom says
things.
I like what I like, but I don't know what that is because she doesn't like anything.
Oh no, we find it.
So
really
you won't
easy.
Be doing a podcast anytime soon.
No, nope, not with her. Oh no.
Have you thought about doing one with? How do you say his name?
Carrie.
Where did you meet him?
I met him at the
Motocross
in Philadelphia.
Yes. Yes.
At a contest.
That's quite sexy. And you proposed to him.
I did propose.
Were you when he was on the track.
I did ruin his race.
But were you already a pop,
I ruined his
were
whole
you
life.
A pop singer by then?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was pretty big trophy for
I
him
had a,
to have a
I had
wonderful,
a pink
gorgeous.
Afro at the time. Yeah, I was killing the game in my head.
Killing the game. What colour was his hair? Just normal.
Just normal.
And is he super gorgeous?
He's very gorgeous.
He's very pretty.
He's got us in the documentary.
Which I've not seen because I've seen
no.
one that no one else has.
He seems, or you edited him this way, quite gentle, calm. He's quite quiet.
He is calm.
He's horizontal. He's got a kind
Sam
of gentleness
like
and calmness.
The way I describe it is, he's the rock, and I'm the murky water around the rock. So when you want to swim in the deep, come in here and swim with me. But if you need just that stable rock that doesn't move...
And that's what we need.
That's exactly how your relationship is, really.
Have we finished your... meal. I don't know whether we even.
I don't
okay,
think
we've
got
we
got to the main.
We got the cheese.
Oh,
cheese
I think
cake.
We did coconut curry, right?
Coconut curry.
A
dessert.
A weird meal.
A lime. We've got.
Are we having
lime.
The mites of cheese in there?
We're having mimolette cheese.
Are we
for
having
sure.
a cheese board?
Maybe string cheese and some Triscuits.
What are Triscuits?
Like a really salty, yummy cracker.
Like a Ritz cracker.
No, they're more like woven, almost like a. What do you call those woven chairs? Are they wicker?
Rattan.
Yeah. They look like that, but they don't taste like that.
Triscuits. Are you going with a chutney on that? Or
just string cheese.
They do chutney a lot. String cheese is trashy. What your children eat.
Yeah, no, I do that. Like a string cheese.
Can I put cottage cheese on the side?
No.
No.
Sacrilege.
So
fucking how dare you.
That is not rock and roll, Pig.
It is. With some salt and pepper.
You know, yeah. You delicious. Know what? You should have it with Marmite. Do you like Marmite?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's going so bloody. Marmite and cottage cheese, that's because when I was always on a diet when I was younger and I'd go to the multi-pace, like, summer club, and I was always on a diet, so I had cottage cheese and Marmite sandwiches.
I didn't make that for you.
You did, Mum, because I was always on a diet.
But that wasn't because I wanted
Why
you
were
to
you always on a diet?
Because I was a fatty bim bat. Like,
she was a big girl.
I love my food.
You were gorgeous.
I was fun. And I like my food, and it's all worked
That's
out.
That's what I say.
Way.
It's all worked
Somebody
out.
Somebody came up to me in the grocery store recently, and they were like, how's Blake? And I was like, who's Blake? And they were like, you know, Blake. I was like, oh, you think I'm Gwen Stefani?
Oh, you're joking.
I was like, that's the biggest compliment anyone has ever given me. You think I'm tall, beautiful.
Did you go along with
and
it?
And thin.
You are.
I was like, Blake's great. Thank you so much for asking,
and
sir.
And you sing country and western with him.
Yeah. It's like, wow, you think I'm fashionable. It was a great compliment.
That's hysterical.
Well, at least you get Jessie
I was
J.
in a London.
You're going to say, where have you
I was
had
in a
baby?
London club somewhere, and somebody grabbed my arm in a vice grip in the bathroom. And she goes, tell me who you are. People are saying that you're somebody.
Oh.
And I was like, we're all somebody. And I was like, can you please take your fingers off my arm? I'm going to have like a mark.
Oh my God.
But I'm not letting you go until you tell me who you are.
Would you ever grow your hair?
I've tried.
And?
Did you ever see the movie Gremlins?
Stop.
Do you know the scene where it pops up from behind the movie theater seat with the blonde wig? That's what I look
but
like.
Your hair is so gorgeous.
Thank you.
Will you ever go pink again?
Yeah, I do all the time.
So
right
you're
now,
just like
I'm
a wash
silver purple.
So you're
I like
silvery.
The silver purple.
I love
it's
it.
Nice.
I did a Calm story called The Silver Fairy, and so I'm kind of obsessed with silver hair.
You did a what story?
A Calm story? Calm.
Oh, Calm.
Yeah.
Isn't Harry Styles
What's
on that?
Calm?
Puts
Probably.
Everyone to sleep.
Yep.
So you did a Calm story.
I put
story.
People to sleep. This voice puts people to sleep.
I can imagine that.
Yeah, I can too.
Okay.
What's yeah, the good. What's the song that your kids would request you sing to them?
Willow just told me the other day that Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken is her favorite song.
And
which is
you,
so awesome because it's such
you,
a feminist anthem.
But will you then be like, okay, let's fucking go and you'll sing it?
She won't ask me to sing for her.
Oh, right. Okay.
But
she's
when we were on tour in Australia, Jameson got hand, foot, and mouth disease. That's a fun one. And his fingernails and toenails were falling off, and he was covered all over his body and sore. So I get off stage, and I'm just hanging over the pack and play. I've got my arm on his back. I haven't been able to feel my arm in hours, and I'm singing. And I think he's finally asleep, and I take my hand off, and he looks up, and he goes, walk me home. And it's 4 a.m. at this point. I go, oh, we're taking requests? Okay.
Walk me home in the dead of night. I can't eat. It's on my mind.
Yeah.
I want to meet James.
He
always.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
So you're here for 4 days. Do you have any plans apart from promoting whilst you're here? Have you got any like destinations that you must like go to when you're in London? Apart from having maybe an Indian? Do you like an Indian? You put naan. God. You put naan bread.
Oh, I've been cooking nothing but Indian food
really?
For a month. My kids are so sick of it. But their favorite is the green coconut curry.
Okay.
Indian food is my favorite. My best friend who's here just got back from India. Very jealous.
Can you get all the spices in?
No.
You should bring some back.
I should.
That's a good idea.
Actually, I've got some spices here that came with that book you can have.
Yeah. I love your mom. I'm glad we're best friends. When do I meet the kids?
They're very sweet.
No, she does this to me. She palms me off with all her shit.
No, but
that's what
you.
She's doing, Alicia.
Chai masala?
Yeah. No, these are great.
Garam masala, I have that, but I don't know if mine's any good.
Do you want the chai masala?
It's sweet, there you go.
Isn't it?
That's fine. And actually, these were given by
a really nice with a really nice cookbook. Do you want the book cookbook?
Yes, I do. Yes, please.
He'll be so.
Oh my God!
You remember his name?
You should. Thank you, person. Tangy chili and mango sprinkle.
That could be good. Oh yeah, Jesus. You'll make use of these.
My God, I gotta put my glasses on because I'm 43.
He sent all the
mother
spices.
Tongue.
Gurdeep Loyal has now, yeah,
has now blessed me with the beautiful.
It is a beautiful, beautiful cookbook. Packaging. Yeah.
I feel like Gurdeep won't mind that you've literally just given Pink.
But it's signed.
Yes.
You can't give me this.
He's an asshole.
No, he came to our.
I know, he's lovely. He came
but
to an event.
He'd be happy that
he'll
I've given
so
him.
That it's gone cross Atlantic.
It's a beautiful cookbook.
God, it's gorgeous. But and now, shouldn't I just go get one?
No.
We'll get another one. We'll get another one. Give us another one.
Gurdeep will be really thrilled. And it's a very nice cookbook. And it's all his.
Okay.
Look,
I'm into
really
these
beautiful.
Glasses with
Thank
the
you.
Pearls.
Yeah, Jeff, you need that.
I really
crispy okra and honey masala corn bel puri. Okay, thank you. Tikka tempura scampi. Oh no, I'm about to get fat again.
No.
What's left to do for you? I mean, you tour. You're
honestly
a queen
of
touring.
When I got COVID and my son got sick and the world the rug was pulled out from underneath all of us, and then my father passed away. I distilled life down very, very quickly into what actually matters to me. What do I actually need? Who am I? Who do I want to be? How do I get there? All these real serious life questions. And I realized that actually the only thing that I want is to see my kids grow up and be okay. That's it. That's all I want. Everything else is gravy. And what do I still have left to do? I love touring. I love it. I enjoy it. We have a great time. I have authentic experiences with people in the audience. Mm. We cry together. We let go together. We exercise our demons together. It's freaking magic. I'm lucky to do it. And that's it. That's what I got. I got a really good music family, and I got a really good family at home.
You're satisfied?
I mean, yeah, I guess in a lot of ways, yes.
Do you ever sing karaoke?
Yes, I do. I'm so annoying. No one wants to sing karaoke with
Why?
Me.
Why? Because you're too good.
Because I like to sing ballads.
Oh, my God.
Don't stop believing. My daughter's like, oh, God, you're so annoying.
So it's Don't Stop Believing.
Don't Stop Believing, Journey.
Or wow. Nothing Compares to You, or Greatest Love of All, Whitney Houston. Oh. I'm like a total dork. But if I want to be fun and not clear the room, then I'll do like, if you want it, you got it. Just Bust a Move by Young MC, I think it is. Do you know that song?
I know it,
Just
but I don't
Bust
know.
A Move. Okay. If you want no.
I know it, but I don't. I
like that you're willing to go there with me.
I don't know anything else apart from the chorus.
Yeah, it's good. I think it's good.
You must have had, okay, and you must have, you've been doing music for, what, 23 years?
Yes.
You were there at the, in the golden time of fucking, you know.
Pop music?
Pop music of, yeah. You know, you must have had the most ridiculous dinners out. Is there any memorable meal that you've had where you've been put in a situation where you're like, hang on, why am I at dinner with this person?
I had a weird run-in with Jamiroquai.
Ooh,
who I love.
Yeah, me too. I love the music.
But he sat in the corner and stared at me all night. And then when I started talking to my manager for the 85th time, he flipped a table and left.
No, stop.
But there were no words exchanged. And I still not sure what I did. I also had a person come up to me in a bar sitting across from my husband and go, who do you think he's having sex with besides yourself?
Oh,
why are people
and I was
so
like,
strange?
What? I was like,
no, is they
himself?
All psychopaths?
I don't know.
They're all psychopaths.
I was like, are you being cheated on? Is this something
you
should talk about? Are you okay?
Oh God!
I go, and then by no accident, he didn't know what that person was saying to me, but he saw my face was weird, and he goes, "Hey," I go, "Hey," he goes, "You're so fucking hot," and I go.
Oh, she just said, you're not.
No, her husband
my,
said
Carrie
that.
Said
oh,
that.
Your husband
Carrie said,
that, not
at that exact
man.
Moment. No, it was a woman that said that to me. I was like,
why would you do that
cool.
to another woman?
I have no idea.
Jealousy.
But I get in weird people. People are weird. I love it. I love weird.
Do you?
I just think it's, I mean, yeah, it's kind of messed up.
Have you
up.
Performed at Las Vegas?
Yes.
At residency?
No.
Do you think you'd ever do that?
I would.
be quite convenient.
I would be the best Cirque show that Las Vegas ever saw. You bloody would.
Yeah, you do like the whole challenge. Thing.
Yeah.
So hang on. Okay, this is something that the itch must be scratched.
Las Vegas would be fun because I have to do things that can travel. But when you don't have to travel, that opens up such a box of fun because you can have water. You can have all these things that you can't have when you travel. Yeah. And it's just there. And it's like, oh.
So do you like still do trapeze?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Are you scared?
No. Yes.
Mum, you've got to watch the doc.
Not the one that
you're gonna
come
to the show in the summer.
Yeah.
And you're gonna like your mind is gonna be blown.
Okay. You'll bring the matzo ball soup.
I will.
You'll see me fly around.
Yeah.
Please bring your kids because then my kids will have somebody to play with.
Yeah. That's yeah. I honestly, we can show your kids a good time.
I love how instant kids become friends.
Yeah.
Literally, like.
I know.
And then they just both go that way.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, that was great.
But she might be friends with Jameson rather than...
No, my daughter will only want to speak to Willow.
Okay.
She'll be like that.
Yeah, but... Yeah. Well.
And Jameson will... Well, maybe Jameson will... I don't know.
Is Willow's ears pierced?
Yes.
How old was she?
She was probably 7 or 8. Willow wants double, triple. I'm like, we can wait on that. Eventually, yeah.
I'd rather
take her to get it done the right way because I pierced my own self. So
all of these are pierced.
I pierced my own nose with a thumbtack.
Oh my god!
I know.
Your poor mother.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Pink Alicia, friend. It's been an absolute treat.
Thank you so much for feeding me.
Such a pleasure.
I love your relationship and it gives me hope.
Oh,
hope
you
about what?
Just you, the future you are, with my babies.
You are smacking it. You are the parent that I aspire to be.
Oh, God.
No, you're amazing.
Darling,
you are the parent. Lenny, you are the parent.
Thank you for feeding me.
Such a pleasure.
And best of luck with Trustful.
Thank you.
And can't wait to see you live.
Thank you.
And we've got a tea towel for you.
Oh.
That's up.
Oh, I love it. Table manners. And I came in here and just cursed up a storm.
No,
and talked about people.
They're going for quite a
while. If you ever hear from Jamiroquai, will you please let me know what was the table thing?
I'm going to find that out for you, babe. Don't worry. You fold like a dream,
darling. That's why she packs so well.
Look at you. Fitting it into the luggage tonight. I feel I've been given a gift having Pink in our house. She is an ultimate star. Charismatic, passionate, funny, sings like a dream, drinks like a fish.
I'm so embarrassed to watch the wrong documentary.
Oh my God, Mom, she put it down because she's going to go and call her lawyers.
But I didn't, you saw it was there, darling.
I don't know what the fuck you are.
But it was 2013, I thought. It's a bit dated, but... And they were very odd people talking.
They were all not her friends. They're probably...
I don't know who they were. It was like clips put together, I think.
Oh my God, Mum.
And Sam had gone on about it be a seminal documentary. And I thought, this is really not very good.
Oh, man. If you haven't listened to Trustful, go and listen to it. If you haven't booked tickets for Pink's Summer Carnival, she's coming to the UK. And it's going to be amazing. And you may see Lenny on a zip wire. No, I'm joking.
You may not.
But honestly, thank you to Pink. Thank you to the people that made that happen. This is like a pinch yourself moment.
Yeah, and what a great way to start the season. Oh, Jessie, I wanted to mention something.
What?
David Schwimmer is on Celebrity Bake Off.
Is he?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Actually going to text him and say, how's the banana bed? Hope it's moist. Someone sent it to me on Instagram saying he's on Celebrity Bake Off.
Your peoples.
My people who follow me on Instagram, my three people.
Well, let's see how dry your bakes are, how soggy your bottom is, Schwim dog. Thank you to the formidable Pink,
fabulous.
Alicia, as I like to call her. And welcome back, everyone. We are back with a bang. It's going to be an amazing series. We can't wait to bring you loads more.
Let's get the party started. again.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.